he invented a long time ago the TV dinner. That's what he did. He was honored in 1999 to mark the 45th anniversary of his innovation. He was very proud of the TV dinner. It never crossed his mind that he would get any notoriety out of it. He just ate up the publicity. He was a real ham, they say. He was a decorated World War II veteran. He was a marketing executive at the Swanson & Sons company in the 50s when he conceived of the frozen TV dinner idea as a solution to the company's post-Thanksgiving surplus of turkeys. And as you know, the TV dinner not only helped change television's viewing habits in American homes, it helped transform Swanson from a poultry company into a major frozen food manufacturer. And also, I guess if you would look at it on the other side, it may have disrupted families, too, because in the old days, not a lot of people sat in front of their television sets and ate dinner. They all sat together as a group, and that all changed when the TV dinner came out. A chemical study of Martian meteorites implies that the planet has always been cold and was rarely above freezing. Richard C. Hoagland will not agree with this. As a matter of fact, Richard will be our guest in the second hour tomorrow on our Friday night program. We'll chat a little bit with him about this as he reacts to more about the Deep Impact Comet story, because Richard's baffled that there's been no news or information coming from NASA about this. So we'll talk with Richard about that and also get his take on this study that says that looks like Mars was always cold, you know, because some scientists always believe now that's not true. Mars was once a warm, flowing planet, had liquid water, and might have had life. So big, big arguments there. The name Charles Chidbey, the last survivor of the Comanche code talkers who used their native language to transmit messages for the Allies in Europe during World War II, has died. He was 83. What a guy. Chidbey had been residing in a Tulsa nursing home. Now, the group of Comanche Indians from the Lawton area were selected for special duty in the U.S. Army to provide the Allies with a language that the Germans could not decipher. Like the larger group of Navajo Indians who performed a similar service in the Pacific Theater, the Comanches were dubbed code talkers. It's strange, but growing up as a child, I was forbidden to speak my native language at school, Chidbey said in 2002. Later, my country asked me to. My language helped win the war, and that makes me very proud indeed. In 1998, story for the Oklahoman, Chidbey recalled being at Normandy on D-Day and said someone once asked him what he was afraid of most and if he feared dying. No, that was something we had already accepted, he said. But we landed in deeper water than anticipated. A lot of boys drowned. That's what I was afraid of. Chidbey was born November 20th, 1921, and he is an American hero. Here are the phone numbers for open lines. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line, 818-501-4721. And the wildcard line is open for you right now at 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Hey, get up to the coasttocoastam.com website. Thanks to Spike Mike of the Fantastic Forum who passed this along to us. It is the Alien song. Listen to it. Take a look at it. It might seem a little weird or corny in the beginning, but just watch the whole thing, if you would. I think you'll find it kind of funny. Thanks, Spike. Appreciate it. I've got to answer this email, then we'll go right to the calls. Greetings, George. I've listened to the show for a long time now and have never before been compelled to email, call, or contact you in any fashion. That changed with something that I heard on the show on Tuesday, 7/19. I listen to the show with earphones, so not to disturb my wife sleeping beside me. Most nights, I drift off peacefully and at some point remove the earphone and enjoy a good night's sleep. Well, last night, however, I awoke terrified. Absolutely monster under the bed, scared, sweating, heart racing, the whole nine yards. Sometime after 2 a.m. Pacific time, I heard the most horrible, frightening, babble and laughter coming from the radio. I say this in all seriousness, that I thought I was having a horrible nightmare. I couldn't get away from the creature, screeching and laughing like a maniac. George, what the heck was that? All I could pick out was something about a fanged little old Mother Goose-type lady throwing a Bible at someone or something. I'm not kidding. This thing is haunting me. Please, please tell me what was going on so I can sleep again. Well, unfortunately, you woke up, David, right in the middle of something, and you should have heard it in the beginning, but that was every once in a while. I play this hilarious audio of a person who apparently was late for a staff meeting, and because of he witnessed a car accident, and that's what he was describing into the phone answering machine of his boss. And it is hilarious. It is not a horrible nightmare or a creature screeching. It's some guy who was laughing his head off watching four women pummel some guy in a very minor car accident. So let's go to the phones. We'll pick it up by going to our wild card line. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from?
Phoenix, Oregon.
Well, Phoenix, Oregon.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I know that you've had Sylvia Brown on the show, right?
Sylvia comes on about two times a year.
Okay, now, and I know you have a fascination for December 21st, 2012.
Yes.
Did you ask her about that at any time? And if so, what did she say?
She does not think anything horrible is going to happen at that time.
Does she have any clue what is?
No, she doesn't know what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. It's my birthday. So. I'm really fascinated with it because the Egyptians are involved in it, and the Mayans, and it just seems to, and the way everything's going biblically, it just seems like that's going to be an issue for some reason, but it could be like the year mark of the 2000 and the 1000, and those were all earmarked for nothing, too.
My guess is that it might be some magnetic pole shift that they've predicted, through their mathematics, we're able to find that out. I do not believe it's an asteroid coming our way and that they know it's going to hit us then. I just think it has to do with something like that because it is the winter solstice. And so they're using that, obviously, as some kind of a date. First time caller line, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hi there.
How you doing, George?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I had a question about my dad is a Vietnam veteran.
Okay.
And he went two tours. And he's 100% disabled veteran, and he's also confirmed, as far as the government, as a recipient of Agent Orange.
Ah, okay.
And I was wondering, I remember hearing about 10 years ago a study about hearing that that's passed on to your genes and your kin.
That's very possible. It can be. Now, are you getting any symptoms or anything like that?
Well, not exactly. What's weird about it is my eldest sister was born before he went to the war. He didn't see her until she was three because my dad was recalled on the
right.
way back home
okay.
and sent back. And what's weird is that my middle sister and me are significantly brighter than, not like she's a total ditz or anything, but significantly different from her.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't have anything to do with it. I mean, if she was already on this planet, there's just no way she could have come down with any symptoms from Agent Orange. If anybody did, it would have been you and your other sister.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. Is that me and her are significantly different as far as, like, capability of intelligence and learning stuff, and much more successful as far as learning capabilities and accolades than her, and it's very weird for us. And I was trying to see if you ever heard of that before.
Nope. Nope, my dad was in World War II. I've got two sisters and me, and they're significantly smarter than I am. I can't figure that out either.
It just bothers me because also my offspring has been just firecrackers, and my latest one is like, wow, she's 15 months old, and she will refuse anybody to serve her but herself.
That's great. Yeah, okay, you're lucky, I think. Agent Orange in everything else that went along with it was just a horrible nightmare in those days, and I do think it's still haunting people. I really do. By the way, just a few moments, I'm going to play for you an audio tape that may frighten some of you. It's, again, one of my warnings. I think it's only appropriate to do that because, you know, I don't want you to fire back emails at me saying you should have told me. I'm telling you. I'm going to play for you in just a few moments a tape of an exorcism that occurred some 30 years ago. I'll explain a little bit more about that when we come back. I do not believe that that exorcism was successful. You will be able to decide for yourself if you believed it was successful or not. But based on what I heard, something I think went very, very wrong. If you do need to email me, well, that's simple. It's George at coast2coastam.com. Just send it to me. It gets right to me. And if you want to send us pictures or interesting things, as you notice, we've got many up on the coast2coastam.com website now. Are two things. Of course, I just mentioned Spike Mike from the Fantastic Forum, who sent along the alien song to us. And also another one of our great listeners sent some pictures of a Gila monster that he spotted in Tucson. You might want to look at that creature as well. I'll be back in a moment. We'll play the exorcism tape, continue with open lines this hour, and the next hour, the good witch, Dr. Evelyn Paglini, Coast to Coast AM. Hey, beginning in about a week, we're going to start our tribute to American cities. One night, one bumper song per night. One bumper song per night will be directly attributed to an American city. And you cannot believe when we sat down with our engineers and just gave them the assignment to find songs that were tied right into a specific city, like, you know, New York, and things like that. You can't believe the songs out there that are tied into a city. It's just incredible. So we're going to do that. It's a tribute to America, to our cities. And once a night, one bumper song until we play them all. And who knows how many that'll be. The After Dark newsletter, that's available to you when you call 1-888-727-5505, 1-888-727-5505, or go online, coasttocoastam.com. Look at the graphic down there at the bottom of the homepage, Perfect Possession, Art Bell's interview with Father Malachi Martin. That CD is free for you when you subscribe to the After Dark newsletter or renew, and you'll get that in the mail, those of you who are up for renewal. It's a great CD. Now, some 30 years ago, there was an exorcism performed on a young man by the name of David Jones. I do not believe that it was successful. We'll have open lines when we come back from this exorcism, but I want you to listen to it very closely.
We are now on record. The date today is October the 7th, 1975. The subject's name is David Jones, 11 years old, 5'5", long brown hair, 80 pounds, with a mole on his left cheek. David has been experiencing unusual, paranormal, demonic things with inside him. I am not the first doctor to have a look at David in a few moments, which is what we are about to do. I am the 17th. Is it 17th, Doctor? Is it?
Yes, it is. You're the 16th, sorry, not the 17th.
The 16th, Doctor. I am the 16th doctor to have a look at David, which is what we're about to do. And my handheld tape recorder here, we're about to make the way down the hallway to David's room. No one is allowed in there but his parents. No one goes in there. Apparently the temperature is only 45 degrees. Now, having said that, I guess we should make our way down. Would that be all right? Do you want to grab Jim? Can Jim come with us?
Yeah, Jim! Jim, they're ready, eh?
Tell me, David. Can you feel me touching your hand, David? Can you hear me? David, what is it? I'm here to help you, David. David, we are here to help you. Do you want your mummy? Do you want your mummy, David? Do you know what this is, David? This is a teddy bear. This is your teddy bear, David. Do you want to play with it? David, this is absolutely incredible. We are experiencing a change in voice pattern. Are you getting that on tape?
Yeah, it's here.
David, it is all right. David, hold on, David.
Stop the bed from shaking. Can you stop it? Tie it around there and put it to the door handle. Tie it around there and put it to the door handle right now. Right now, I'm leaving. You put it on the other side.
I don't think that exorcism worked. Back with your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I don't know, fake or real, strange exorcism. To the phones we go. Let's go to east of the Rockies. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, George. This is Nate. I love the show. That exorcism sound is kind of scripted to me, though.
Well, I know, but that sound was kind of eerie, wasn't it?
Yeah. My question actually was the John Teeter story. I've been following quite a bit. But,
yeah.
There was one question I had. You know how he came back for the computer, the IBM?
Yes. 5100.
Yeah. The thing is, the time machine he was using was so small. I was wondering how he was able to bring that back to his future time. That's perplexed me for quite a long time.
I don't know. It was a portable machine, probably enough for him just to carry. So he probably just hooked it up, did what he had to do, and off he went.
Yeah, because the last show with Oliver Williams, I didn't get to hear.
See, I think this device that Teeter have, assuming Teeter was indeed a time traveler, I think what it did was, not like the movie The Time Machine, what this did is you surrounded you in some kind of a portal or something, and it worked that way.
All right, and one more question.
Sure.
I've been trying to open a lot of my friends' eyes to watch the show, and they had a question for me, and I figured I'd ask you. Being that you open a lot of people's eyes to the government's secret doings and stuff, has the government ever tried to, stop any shows from coming on or anything like that?
Not at this time. I mean, we've had some strange things happen to our phone lines and things like that, but nope, never directly, I should say. Okay? Hello? They got him. Let's go to our first-time caller line. Welcome. Hi there.
Hi. I was calling on the earthquakes that are going on in the world.
They're everywhere, aren't they? As a matter of fact, today was the day. See, I predicted that we'd have one around the New Madrid Fault. We had one a week and a half ago. And sure enough, an expert said that Arkansas may get a big one, 6+, soon enough. We're going to get him on next week, by the way.
Yeah, most of the people, imagine they would know by now that there's something just not right about the world, how it's going on.
This whole planet's topsy-turvy in all ways. And I think it's affecting people. I think it's affecting their attitude and the way they look at things. I mean, this has got to be the weirdest year and a half or so I've ever experienced. People are just acting strange.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And I think even the church and everything's kind of aware of it. It's just people are starting to wake up to realizing that they've already died and that they're reliving their lives.
They may have. Do you drive a car?
No.
All right, well, then you won't notice this. But let me tell you something. I have seen more people that are just brain-lapsed driving cars in the last 6 months than I've ever seen in my life. You know, they'll be stopped at a red light. It turns green. They don't go anywhere. They're just like in a daze. Or they cut out in front of you as if you're not there. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, and it's not just Los Angeles. It's in St. Louis, too. I mean, it's in these two cities that I go back and forth from. Something strange. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
Whereabouts in Massachusetts?
Boston.
I know it well.
You have many fans out here, I want to say first thing. There are so many people I know who listen to you, and they love your show.
I grew up in Boston during the summer days of my childhood.
Did you?
Fitchbury,
really?
As a matter of fact. You know?
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Sure isn't that funny? Wow, a small world, they say.
Every 3 months, as soon as school was done, off I went.
Really? How did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it, and I still have family up there.
Well, that's nice that you still have some family out here now.
Absolutely. I lost my favorite aunt about a month ago, but I still have a lot of family that still
lives. Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
Worcester, Leominster, all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, how about that? Yes, you have a lot of fans out here. So can I make one quick comment?
Sure.
And I just had something I wanted to mention about a shadow person. This is Open Minds, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. That was, I missed the very beginning of that. That was of the recording you just did. I just missed the beginning of it. Was it a kid who they were trying to?
Back in 1975, apparently he had gone through 17 exorcisms. Nothing has worked. They tried it on him again, and it didn't work. Is it real or not? I don't know. I was sent this tape by someone who didn't want his name mentioned. So we play it and